the registration table, where you refer to our public information chairperson. We respectfully ask that no pictures be taken during the unity retreat by the press. If any NA members are approached by the press, please refer them to the registration table. Remember, no one person represents NA. Please do not attempt to represent NA to the press alone. Thank you. Please observe no smoking in all buildings. 10:15 workshop. I'm an addict and my name is Ralph.
Hi, Ralph.
Welcome to this workshop entitled Just for the Day. Will you please help me open with a moment of silence for the addict who still suffers, followed by the serenity prayer?
Amen.
God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So we have the reading of We Do Recover. At the podium, please.
Is that it?
Come on up.
I'm not okay.
Hi, I'm an addict. My name's Mary Kay.
I'm Amen.
When at the end of the road we find that we can no longer function as a human being, either with or without drugs, we all face the same dilemma. What is there left to do? There seems to be this alternative. We could go on as best we can to bitter ends, jails, institutions, or death, or find a new way to live. In years gone by, very few addicts ever had this last choice. Those who are addicted today are more fortunate. For the first time in history, a simple way has been proving itself in the lives of many addicts. It is available to us all. This is a simple spiritual, not religious program known as Narcotics Anonymous.
I'd like to introduce the first speaker, Dwayne, from the Together We Came to Believe group of NA. Dwayne.
Hi, everybody. I'm an addict named Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne.
And first, I'd like to thank my higher power for allowing me another day clean and for helping me to make it up here safely to carry the message, you know. My sponsor always says staying clean comes first, you know, and I believe that. But after we stay clean, like, we got to have a program of change, and that's where the 12 steps work in our lives. You know, that's our program of change, 12 steps from Narcotics Anonymous. And in trying to stay with the topic of just for the day, you know, I remember, like, saying to myself when I first came around, like, I'm not going to use just for the day. I'm not going to use just for the day. You know, because, like, that's what was told to me. You know, like, I got with some people who were experienced in this. You know, when I first came around, like, God put some people in my life. And he put some people in my life that, like, had multiple years of recovery when I had, like, days. You know, and those people knew me. They knew me without even knowing. Because I come from this area right here. Well, I went to York from here. You know, my active addiction took off in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. You know, and that's why I like to come back here. You know, and I try to come back here for the right reasons. You know, I try to keep my associates when I come back here, the associates that are in a new way of life, just like me. But I really don't have to get into, like, the lows of my recovery. You know, but it was never the highs that brought me here. The lows brought me here, and a lot of our stories are all the same. A lot of our stories are all the same. You know, I wasn't the only one who was a stop sign in here. You know, who stood on that corner, waiting. You know, just waiting for somebody to come by. You know, who lived in the abandoned minions, in the shelters. You know, or just homeless. You know, I know I'm not alone in that. I know I'm not like the first addict to come through those doors with that story. You know, because I heard my story many a time. And, I remember, like, thinking that the women didn't have nothing for me, as far as their sharing, you know, and their stories, until a woman told my story, you know. I remember, like, coming in and thinking about tomorrow and yesterday, you know, and people told me I couldn't have one foot in tomorrow and one foot in yesterday, but I had to have them both in today. You know, and it took a long time, like, for me to get with that. It wasn't easy for me to get with that. I was always analytical. You know, I was always, like, too intelligent for the program, too. Like, until I became, like, humiliated in the process. I'm talking about in the process. You know, with some years clean, with some sponsees, with a wide range, my base was built. You know, and I remember, like resorting to some of my old behaviors. And it didn't start, like, after I accumulated time. I remember coming in and like, faking it. You know what I mean? And a few people, like, I got some misinformation, like, right here in the room. Right here in the rooms, I got some misinformation. They told me I could fake it till I make it. Maybe that worked for you. But, like, that was some information that I didn't need. I didn't need that information because I'm a one kind of way guy. I'm an all or nothing kind of guy. And when you told me I could fake it, I faked it. And I faked it to the extremes. You know, it didn't allow me to become honest. And this is my story. You know what I mean? I wasn't able to stay honest. You know, maybe for a second I was honest, or a minute. You know, at times a day. You know, just for a day, I was honest. You know, but I accumulated behaviors. You know, my behaviors were as progressive as my disease. Let me say that. Because I thought that I got away with a small behavior that I could continue, you know, and getting away with that small behavior and that it wouldn't progress. And we can go right back to that, the main ingredient in the first step, honesty. We can go right back to that. Because, like, I didn't allow myself to be honest with me. It was unheard of. It was utterly impossible for me to be honest with you. There was no way I could be honest with you. Because first off, I was not honest with me. You know? And that can fade back to, like, the misinformation that I was given. You know, because a lot of times I came here and I sat in the back of the room and I talked about the person who was up there sharing with the years clean because I knew it all. Because I knew it all. You know, like, I didn't have to come in here with an open mind. You told me I did, but I chose not to. You know, I didn't have to come in here and be totally, rigorously honest. I didn't have to get butt naked. So I thought. See, more was revealed to me in the program of Narcotics Anonymous. You know? I remember, like, having that time and carrying that arrogance with me. You know what I mean? Having that ego bigger than anybody else's. You know, I remember, like, being so fearful of showing you the true me that I didn't even allow myself to be the person that God wanted me to become. You know, I stopped my growing in recovery, you know, with self-will. Self-will ran rampant in my life. It did, and I thought it was all a secret. See, what I didn't know was when I came around here that, like, they told me to do a 90-90, and I've done that 3-4 times over. You know, like, if there was a meeting, you see me there. And meeting makers do make it. You know what I mean? But one thing I know about meeting makers, too, they make meetings. That's all they do, they make meetings. Meeting makers make meetings. There's more to the program of Narcotics Anonymous than just making meetings. Narcotics Anonymous is a program of change, and the 12 steps and the traditions is our way of life. there are guidelines to change in our lives. And like I heard someone else say, and none of my stuff is original here. Let me put that out front. You know, I either heard it at a convention, had a tape that had it on, or somebody told me. I didn't come here with all the wisdom and the knowledge. You know what I mean? And I had to acquire some of those things. I had to be teachable. I had to jump out some things, like to get some things in. Because I was fooled when I came here. I thought all I needed was survival skills. You know? I thought I could make, like, unattainable goals for myself. You know, straight to, I'm going to be a millionaire, whatever it costs, you know? And like, my distorted thinking allowed me to believe that. It allowed me to believe that I could be the first, quote-unquote, drug dealer to retire. But I was never a drug dealer anyway. Because I bagged it up and tear them apart and do it. As quick as I bagged them up, you wasn't coming quick enough. So I done mine. But see, and that's a reservation I held in my program, too. I held that reservation in my program. I started getting out of today. I stopped doing the basics. The basics that this program taught me. Because when I came around and I was beaten beyond, you know, I allowed myself, like, to do some things, like pray, go to a meeting, talk to my sponsor, you know what I mean, and get into our book. I allowed myself to do that when I first came around, because the pain was real great. You know, I remember, like, hating to hear people share on their struggles. I don't want to hear about struggles. I just want to hear about how you stay clean and the rewards, you know? And that was another part of me, like, not being open-minded. And it was imperative for me, like, if I was going to survive in this program, if I was going to stay around here, you know what I mean? Like, in my area, we don't say keep coming back anymore. You may hear it here and there. We like to say stick and stay. They can say, don't keep coming back. Don't think this is a revolving door. We've had too many people that have died as a result of this disease. We have too many people that didn't make it back, who walked out of that door and didn't make it back. You know, so we like to say stick and stay. You know, because, like, you don't have to go back out there. The results are there. They come in the door every day. We see the newcomers every day. It's not getting no better out there, you know. Just for today, though, like, I work the program to the best of my ability, you know. And I got to keep it to the best of my ability. I can't get off on, like, if you're working step 10 with less clean time than me. I can't get off on, like, if you got a brand new car and house, you know what I mean, as a result. You know, of being around. I mean, like, if any of us stick around here for 5-10 years and don't give our money to the dope man, we can have them things. We can have them things. You know, we bought them for them. And, I gotta stay in today. That's where I gotta stay. Like, where I'm at in my process is where I'm at in my process. And I have power over that today. There's some things I have power over. I'm powerless over some things, you know, that I got to know. But I do have some power over some things, too. It says we were powerless. We were powerless. That our lives had become. You know, that's past tense. That's not to say that we won't have no record of the present. Not to say that life on life terms ain't going to show up. Not to say that just for the day, like, I don't want to be powerless. You know, like, I fought the program tooth and nail for quite a while. And, like, the message can be blurred. You need to know that. By inexperienced members, that means the old-timer, the sometimer, and the newcomer. You know, the message can be blurred. And the way I interpret the basic text is the way I interpret it. My disease sits down and reads the basic text with me. I don't know about you, maybe y'all don't. But my disease sits down and reads with me. My disease goes with me everywhere I go. It goes with me. It's a matter of me keeping that disease under arrest. See, I have a choice today. That's why I'm not powerless over certain things. The program gave me a choice. I no longer have to get high today. I no longer have to. You know? And like for a long time, I just didn't want to understand that. It was very simply put to me. It was put to me plain and simple. But me, like I said, analytical, intelligent, know-it-all, boisterous, ego, you know what I mean? Like, I had to do it my way. Like I always did. My results weren't different in recovery when I done that. You know? The program of Narcotics Anonymous Life has done something special for me in my life. It's helped me to get in touch with me for the first time. Just for today, like, I have a program. You know what I mean? Just for today, I have new associations. You know, I was with some guys the other day, like we're sharing a meeting, you know, and we talk about things, and then, like, we got to live it after we talk about that. Be careful what you're sharing here, that you're going to do, that you won't do, you know? And like we were sharing on some things as far as like having reservations, you know, being in a relapse mode. And when I was getting high, I did not hang around with people who did not get high. Does that make sense? Why am I going to hang around with somebody who don't get high while I'm getting high? They can't get me nothing. So like when I'm in recovery, if I'm not getting high, why am I going to hang around with people who do? It just don't make sense. It just don't make sense. So I can't come to a meeting and talk about I'm not in relapse mode. I don't want to use, because every day of my life I didn't want to use. I didn't want to use. I saw the results before they got downright animalistic level. I saw the results. I did not want to use. I saw that I wasn't doing the right thing. You know, it was many a times I'd be sitting home after a long run. Oh, well, I'm going to spend the time now with the kids and the mom. You know what I mean? I'm going to spend the time there. I'm not going out today, and I'm not come at the door. Not come at the door, and I'm out. And I ain't want to get high. But I got high against my will. I got high against my will many a time. So that's not enough for me today that I don't want to get high. It's not enough. I got to know the difference. I got to have the wisdom to know the difference today. And I can't get that through my own thinking. On some days, yes. But the majority of the time, I need you people. I need my sponsor. You know what I mean? I need the newcomer. That's how the program works for me. You know what I mean? That's how the program works for me. Just for today, I got to know tomorrow I could have just a day. You know what I mean? I'm not beyond using. I'm not beyond. The 12 steps, see, because I can only share my experience, right? And I'll try to do that. You know, and I didn't want to feel out of the ordinary coming up here today. I came from a wedding. You know, we came from a wedding straight up here, you know, and the lady in my life, I like to call her my fiance. I like to put that good word in there, you know what I mean? She said, aren't you going to change? You know, I said, we're on camping. You know what I mean? But I bought a change of clothes for tomorrow. I can come up here. This is not a dressed up outside. You know what I mean? I'm not just dressed up on the outside in a garbage can inside. Not today. Just for today. I'm not feeling that today. Now tomorrow is a different thing. You know? And there was many yesterdays that I felt like that. But, man makes the clothes for me. You know? The clothes don't make the man. And I didn't want to, like, be out of place either. I don't feel like, well, here we are going camping and I'm dressed for a wedding. You know what I mean? I didn't want it like to seem a little different than what it looked like. But at the same time, like, today I'm not a people pleaser either. You know what I mean? Today, like, I can be okay with me, like, no matter what I'm in. Like, no matter how I am. Like, even if I look out of place. You know, the God of my understanding in me, we truly have, like, a connection today. I have some contact with that today. And, I don't have fear of the unknown anymore. I just don't. I don't have an explanation for it. But I don't have a fear for it no more. Do you know the freedom that it is with that? The freedom I experience with that is, I just can't tell you. You know, and I love this area. I love this area. I just couldn't stay clean here. You know, geographical change works for me. It works for me. I could not stay clean here. People, places, and things. And they talk about that in the text. You know what I mean? I had to change my playgrounds, my playmates, and my place. I had to. I had no choice because I tried it, going to treatment and coming back for all the wrong reasons. You know, and my reservations, like, they robbed me of my recovery. You know, I accumulated some time, like, and I like to think like I was a statue in the community, in my area, you know, because I was doing some work, you know, and I was giving it back to my sponsees, and in turn they were giving it to others, and when it came time, like when the three elements of using came into my life. You know, like, first there was the obsession, then there was the compulsion, and then there was the opportunity. And when all three of them came together, because there was days like, I just had the obsession and the opportunity. Or I just had the obsession and the compulsion and no opportunity. You know what I mean? Like, when those three things, like, got together, like, it was bigger, it was broader, it was more powerful than me. And I didn't call my sponsor. And I didn't think about the steps. And I didn't think about who I would hurt. You know what I mean? Like, and they say in the text, most of all ourselves. I didn't even think about that. You know, I went back to my old thinking. And it just didn't happen like that. You know what I mean? It was the little things I was doing. It was just the little things I was doing. The lying. The lying never stopped. I got better at it. You know, I got better at telling lies. That was real familiar for me, to tell your ass a lie. Like, and didn't have to. You know what I mean? And then my behaviors kind of took on, you know, like the tricking and recovery. You know what I mean? Like without the drugs. The tricking without the drugs. Let me keep it real. You know what I mean? Like, And my behaviors just showed it. They're across the board. Across the board. You know, the womanizing, you know, the clubbing, you know, and then just getting myself into situations that I wasn't able to get myself out of. You know, being around people using, buying them alcohol, rolling them joints. I'll do that. You know, but I still don't know how. Here you go. You know what I mean? I mean, some insane stuff. Put my recovery at risk. You know, thinking, no, it won't happen to me. You know, I'm coming up on 4 years. They told me don't count what you don't have. But here's the hit, like, you know, last year, I guess it was around February, and I was about to celebrate 4 years clean. And the opportunity, the obsession, and the compulsion entered my life. And the plan was, like always, that I could sell drugs. I had years under my belt. You know what I mean? Like, in my area, like, everybody knew my name. You know what I mean? Like, I had some power. I had worked some steps. You know, I had sponsees. I had a sponsor. grand sponsors, great grand sponsors.
You know what I mean? I had all the things like that the program said you needed to have, but like the desire to stay clean had left me. You know, I don't ever want to be like faced with that again. You know? I don't ever want to be faced with like losing the desire, the enthusiasm with recovery. You know what I mean? Like being grateful to be clean. I don't want to lose that no more. And I try to make meetings even when I don't have to go to a meeting. You know, I'm talking about like when my woman wants me to stay home. Why don't you stay home with me for once? You know what I mean? And I know I'm going out for the right thing to the meeting. It's not because I'm going to try to get with this girl. It's not because I got something already set up I got to sneak away to. You know, it's because I need to keep that desire in me. I need to keep that desire in me. And just for one day that I thought I could do it, like it turned my whole life around. You know what I mean? I lost my spirit again. I lost my clean time with my spirit. See, I wasn't the one with thousands a day clean no more. Like my sponsees had more time than me. I come back to the meeting and they got years, you know what I mean? And I got a damn in a white tag. I didn't want to come back to the meeting. Well, better yet, I came to the meetings high. I came to the meetings in between highs. I came to the meeting so y'all wouldn't think I was high. Then we go back to like those people who knew me in spite of me. They knew. They knew. And they didn't tell me they wanted me to tell them. They say stuff like, man, you getting sick? Man, what you doing? You sure? You know? They never said, you getting high, ain't you? You know, because they wanted me to be honest with that piece. You know, and they gave me the opportunity for about 29 days. You know? For about 29 days, they gave me the opportunity. I remember, February the 15th was my anniversary day. And I picked up like February the 1st. I didn't actually pick up, but I picked up. I picked up the package. And for a few days, you know, I don't do that. Y'all go ahead. I don't do that. Bring me money. You know, and so those old things start happening again. You know, like I said, I got high even when I didn't want to. And I didn't want to because like one and one didn't make two even when I was getting high. You know, I come into the house, I got stuff I'm giving to you for free, and I set it down there, and you sitting right in front of me, acting like I don't see you stealing it. Like I don't even see that. Like that didn't add up for me. I'm giving it to you for free, and you're stealing right in my face. You know what I mean? So from the beginning, like, I knew it was not my thing. But like the thinking that I had, we're back to like where I thought I could make the world, I could make love. You know what I mean? Like I could bring back like the peace and that flower slip from the 70s. You know what I mean? Like everybody just, you know, like that's where I lived at. And like, you know, but that wasn't what it was. That's not the world I was living in. It was cutthroat. It was cutthroat. And before I know it, I was a cutthroat. You know what I'm saying? Before I know it, like, they was looking for me. And sometimes catching up with me, knocking me upside my head. I'm Mr. Invincible, take this stuff and stand on the corner and say, well, I didn't do that. You know what I mean? And the insanity. The insanity. That's part of what I forgot. When I lost the desire, like, to stay clean. And so, like, when I done what I done, I wanted to come back, like, to this area so they wouldn't know what I was doing in York area and let somebody, like, just throw it all around the place. And then just go back at the end of the weekend with the money. You know, and God had a different plan for me. You know, he kept me stuck right there. right there. I didn't even make it out of my area, you know. And something like 29 days later, you know, I surrendered again. With the help of some people like who loved and cared about me. I went back out there and met the same cutthroat, backstabbing, slimy people, just in a different town. You know what I mean? I met the same kind of people like that I was associated with everywhere that I went when I used. They were all there waiting for me. You know, just for the day, I don't want to relive that no more. I don't want to relive that no more. I know where I belong. You know what I mean? Like, I got a sense of love and belonging here that I had to be insane. I had to be, you know, some people say like, well, he was caught in the grips. I wasn't caught in the grips. I wasn't caught in the grips. I was running on my own juice. You know, the evidence was there. How can you like dispute the evidence? How? I knew what I was headed for 4 years. Even like before I even done it, I shared like, well, I'm going to get this package and take it back up and sell it, but I know I can't do that because like, I ain't never been one who sold any. I'm not no dealer, I'm a user. You know, and that's where the wheels were turning. The wheels were turning from there on. But the ironic, the funny part about like how God does have a sense of humor, like the 4 years that I was celebrating, when I finally went into treatment last year, it was on February the 29th, you know, and I stood up and went to a convention and celebrated 4 years, and I'm getting with all my support group, telling them, you know, well, y'all ain't giving me my present this year. Well, I guess they didn't give me my damn present. They knew I was using. They've done it every year. I didn't have to ask. So then come this year, and I'm asking them, like, where's my present? You know what I mean? Like I was still clean or something. God had a sense of humor, man. He got me clean on leap year. And now, like truly, like the celebrated year, the 29th won't come around for 4 years. 29th won't be back for 4 years, you know? Like, and that's a reminder for me. My clean date right now is a reminder for me. You know, like that I got to stay in the day. Just for the day. You know what I mean? Just for the day, like I don't have to use. I can lose the desire. You know, and find a new way to live. I can give that to somebody else. Like, all I can share is my experience, strength, and hope. You know, that's my message. That's my message. It's just what I have to give you. You know, I used to try to sound like real profound and intelligent and everything. That was not like the true message. I was blurring the message. I sit home and listen to a few tapes and bring their stuff in the meeting acting like it was mine. You know, like, and I was sharing clean and living real dirty. And like, you can't do that here. You can't do that here. Let me say you can do it here, but not for long. They told me to make 90 meetings in 90 days. They didn't tell me to do that, like, just for me. They told me to do that for them, too. And they wanted me to do that for them so that they could get to know me. And in turn, I could get to know them. They see my face a lot. They see my moves. They just see my mannerisms. They could pull me up on myself. And I mean to say, like, today, you don't have to be my sponsor to pull my inventory. You don't have to be my sponsor to pull my inventory. You know, and some people think otherwise. But you can pull my inventory, because I need that. You know, I'm the type of addict, like, who's a get-over addict. And, like, the steps are helping me with that. But the process still continues. You know, that's not going all at once. It just doesn't disappear. You know, like I wanted that magic powder when I came in here, like from y'all that just like kept me clean. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear about no struggle. Your dog died. Oh, you lost your job. Yeah, relationships. You know what I mean? Remember they used to say, like, there's one thing more than anything else that would defeat us in our recovery. and people would holler out, relationship. Love. Not choose an attitude of indifference or intolerance. You know what they say, how about relationships? Relationships, they talk about relationships can be a painful area, but we got to be in them. You know? We got to be in relationships. We got to. It's on the intimate level and on like the friendship level. I mean, this is a society within a society. You know what I mean? They talk about like our point of freedom comes from the broadness of the base. The broader base, the higher the point of freedom. What do you think that means? The more people you have, the higher your freedom. And that just comes from experience from them. Them getting to know you. You know, each one teach one. You know? I had to learn those things all over again. I had to learn that stuff all over again. At first, I had to learn how to listen. You know? I had to be open, like to receive that stuff. Because there was a lot of people willing to give me some things when I came in here. You know? I'm talking about some things of value. You know? Like to benefit me, to help me prosper, you know, progress. It's never been a program of perfection. It never has been. It never will be. The program itself is perfect if you follow it. The program is perfect. That don't make you perfect, but you will progress. And you know, like there's some new beginnings for me. Like I have control over some things today. You know what I mean? Like I have focus on some things. I know how to take ownership today. You know, and I work construction, and like I damaged some material on the job, like with a big piece of heavy equipment, and my boss said, well, you're paying for it, and you can wait till the next job starts and take me off this job. And right away, like, I wanted to resort to the old me. You know, just for the day, like, I ain't got to be the old me. You know what I mean? Like today, like I gotta practice every day, like being humble. I was coming up here today, like and because of some tension, you know, build up. Like me and my woman, we was arguing. Like we were arguing, and like until I put in like some earth, wind, and fire. You know what I mean? Some head to the sky stuff, like some devotion stuff. Like I was out there. I was ready like just to bang all the way up the highway. You know what I mean? Sometimes like when my plate is full, like I'll fill my plate. And when my plate is full, like I wanna pass off the rest. You know, and like that's the area like I need to continue to work on too. You know, because I'm not Mr. Perfect at it today. You know what I mean? Like, I need to admit when I'm wrong more, too. Just for the day. Just for the day, I need to admit when I'm wrong. You know what I mean? Instead of trying to find the way out. You know, just for the day, like, I need to follow my program of recovery. Talking about, like, my program. I heard somebody say how, like, some people work it slowly. You know what I mean? And that can be true. That can be true, but my process is my process. You know, and I need to not get caught up in what the Joneses have. You know that old saying, keeping up with the Joneses. I need not worry about that. I need to, like, keep focus on, like, what's attainable for me. Whether it be material or whether it be emotional or spiritual, you know, I got to remember those type things. What pertains to me. You know, I gotta remember, like, just for today, I don't need to go outside my relationship, no matter how good the other girl looks. How much she looking at me, winking at me, you know what I mean? I need to stay in, see, and that's how, like, I get better with relationships. That's the only way I get better with relationships. You know, is doing the next right thing. Doing something different. Just for today. Just for the day. You know, and I gotta stay, if I stay in today with that, just like I stay in today with not using, it'll take care of itself. That 99, they told me it'll take care of itself. They can come in and stay clean today. Do me a 90 and 90, a day at a time. You know what I mean? You come here a day at a time and a 99 will take care of itself. And it's done that. See, there was some evidence when I came here. There were some things like that were proven to me. Some things that I didn't understand. You know, that I thought I understood. There were words that I thought I knew. Like grace, preservation, commitment, humility, you know, honesty, you know, willingness, integrity, you know, I thought I knew faith. I thought I knew what those things meant. I had my own definition for them, but I didn't know what they meant, you know, and I thanked the sponsor for like telling me to look those things up, you know, and I began to know like the difference. You know, I begin to know the difference. The Serenity Prayer helped me a lot, too. Serenity Prayer helped me a whole lot. You know, because I had to, like, know what I could do, know what I couldn't do, and know the difference between those two. You know? Because I thought I had power over you. Sometimes, even still, I think I got power over people. You know, but like just for today, I gotta practice like in all my affairs, the NA way. There's no two ways to the NA way. You know what I mean? Like there was some stuff I wanted to change in the steps when I came around too. You know, like it just wasn't worded right. It just wasn't worded right. You know, like I'm a strict addict, even today, you know, but like there's some mistakes that I've made, there's some mistakes that have taught me, like that I know more now what not to do. I'm better at telling you what not to do than telling you what to do, you know. I like to give resentments instead of giving to, you know. And that's part of like some change that I need there too. I need some change there, you know. Some things I can remove and some things I need to ask to be removed, you know. But I'm in a step process, you know. And I need to continue in my process. And I need to know that like just for the day, like I don't have to use. Just for the day, staying clean must come first. And then, like, I have to work a program, my program. Not your program or her program, but the program, you know, the steps and the traditions. That's how it works for me. That's how it works for me. You know, the steps help me. So I don't have the suicidal thoughts. The traditions, I don't get with the homicide. You know, I didn't know how to deal with people. I was not a people person, for real. I was not a people person. I like to think that I was, but I didn't know how to see people. You know, the first thing I have to do is like be that one. You know, who's waiting at that door when that newcomer comes in to give him a hug? You know what I mean? To welcome him. You know what I mean? And I can't be selective. I can't be selective of like who I choose to help, because I don't pick my help. You know what I mean? I got a God of my understanding who puts those people in my life anyway. I used to dress up like Click with a support group too, you know. But today I have a support group. I don't have a Click today. I don't have to dress it up and say that's my support group because they're co-signing my stuff. Not today. You know, today I got people like who are in my best interest, who really love and care about me. Because my past when I came in, when I first came in, there were a lot of people like who were put in my life that were taken out of my life. You know? There were a lot of people like who were in my life like for the wrong reasons. We weren't here for the same thing, some of us. you know? And God showed me that. God showed me that. That word I can use for me. Because there's a God in my life. You know what I mean? And I don't take the credit for bringing myself here. For bringing myself back. For helping somebody. I like to help people and don't tell nobody about it. That's what works for me. That's what works for me, you know, and not expect any rewards, you know. I try to be good, you know, and balance that out. Just be good, like, all that I can. I'm not saying, like, I don't do no wrong, and I'm not bad to people, but I try to be good. I know I'm a better person than the person who walked in here some 6 years ago, you know. And the evidence is there. The evidence is there. You know. Just today, you can lose the desire to use it. To find a new way to live. You know, and that's the message. That's the message. It's clean and clear. It's clean and clear as water. You know. You can substitute anything you want to, but nothing does the job like water. Nothing. You know, I ain't got to put no cut on anything today either. You know, I can keep it raw. I can feed it to you just like my dope was fed to me. You know, the dope, the way I like it, I like raw dope, and that's the kind of message, y'all. Raw. Well, don't candy coat it. You know what I mean? And like today, you know, I hear it like some of the old timers, like in my area, they talk about how, like, that it's not the same anymore. You know, it's a little more kind and gentle, you know, but not for this addict. Not for this addict. I need it raw, you know. Because I feed on using, you know, I would use people, you know. And it's not like where I want to be, but at times it's where I'm at, you know. And they tell me, like, when I'm aware of something, I need to take care of it. You're aware of it, take care of it. You can't not know what you know. Once you know it, you know it. Can't say you don't know it. And I have real people in my life today. I have real people. You know, and by the grace of God, like, I'm blessed to have that. I'm blessed to have that. And it's a hell of an opportunity for me to stand up here and share. You know. And I appreciate it. You know what I mean? I appreciate, like, being asked to come up, you know, and be of service. I wasn't going to miss it for the world. I wasn't going to miss it for the world. You know, we got prepared for a wedding early this morning, and the wedding started at 1, and we needed to be on the road by 4. So, like, we just pushed the reception to the side. We stopped there, they didn't serve food quick enough. We came right here. We came on up the road, you know. Cause like, we know we got to get it back, you know. And it was an honor for this area, like, to look at us, you know, and ask us, like, to believe in us, you know. Cause more than anything, like I need people who believe in me. That helps me to believe in somebody else, you know. They say, to keep it, you got to give it away. And I hope I've done that, you know. Thanks for letting me share.
All right. I'd like to introduce our second speaker, Jeff, and I've been remiss. I failed to get his area, but I'll let him take care of the introduction. All right, Jeff.
Jeff. Hi, everybody. I'm an act named Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
My own group is the Lawrenceville Group. It's an inner city meeting in Pittsburgh. It's the same neighborhood I grew up in. And my home group is right across the street from where I stopped my first bag of dope. And sometimes I sit on the front steps and I look across the street and it reminds me of that. And I need to be reminded. I've been clean for a little while. I'm coming on. I'm 6, like you said. I got 6 years. That was a good tip. Don't count what you don't have yet. That's why I need to come to meetings. even with 6 years clean. I don't really know too much. A lot of times my head gets inflated, and I have to remind myself, you know what, I'm just a junkie from Lawrenceville, and my head gets inflated. Sometimes I feel inferior, and that won't work. I have to tell myself God's in control of it. Just for today, that's what I'm coming to terms with, where I'm at in my recovery. I worked all 12 steps with a sponsor. I come to terms with, I really don't know too much. I know how to stay clean. That's pretty much it. When things get bad for me through my day, I tell myself, you know what, as long as I stay clean, I'm not going to wake up with a habit tomorrow morning. That makes me feel good. When I got clean, I was in severe desperation. I mean, I didn't have nowhere else to go. Nobody wanted nothing to do with me. I was a blank sheet of paper. I thank God I came in here like that. What helps me through my day, when I get up in the morning, I pray. I go to work. No matter how much my car wants to go to the park and hang out, it's a nice sunny day. I work for myself now. I can go hang out, blow my customer off. I go to work. You know, I do all the square things. Driving up here, I was reminded like this one time. We left Pittsburgh, me and my running partner, we wanted to do a caper, you know, drugstore. And it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. We're in some little town like out here, way out of nowhere. And all I could see was it was snowing, there was ice out, police was chasing us. We had the dope, and I remember riding down the street and seeing all the little smoke coming out of all the little houses, and all the lights were out, and I was thinking, why can't I just fucking be a who in Whoville? You know, why can't I just be a square? Being in bed right now, you know, just in a nice, with nice clean sheets. Why, like, I'm so greasy, dirty, you know, trying to get ahead, you know. And now, you know what, I'm a square in Squaresville now, and I like it. I love it. You know, like you said about listening, you know, music and everything, you know, I listen to my favorite music now, and I just love it. I just recently got married. When I started using, I was dating this girl back in the early 70s, and she was a good girl. She never got high or nothing. And when I started using and running around with a certain crowd, she says, I don't want nothing to do with you, you know. And we got married last year. I got back, once I got clean, I got back together with her, and I was surprised to find out she hadn't been, you know, married. And I got this kid, I had this girl working downtown, and I got her pregnant, and I got a daughter. It's hard to consolidate my whole recovery. My daughter's 10 years old now. And these are the people in my life today. You know, I got custody of my daughter. But today, her mother come to pick her up. Her mother's on methadone. And as much as I try talking to her, I realize I'm banging my head against the wall, and she wants to hear it. She's just real hard to deal with. Anybody that's ever dealt with anybody using clean knows what I'm talking about. And she comes to pick my daughter up early, and I want to go out and, like, talk to her this morning, you know, and just, you know, have it out with her. But I just don't. I just don't. Because you know what it does? My spirit takes a hit. When I'm riding through the old neighborhood, and I see the little girls out on the corner tricking, and I'm doing all this and doing all that, and I got a nice wife at home, you know what? I don't do it because my spirit takes a hit. And I know I trick clean. I know what that's like, man. You do it, and then you go home, and oh man, my conscience will kill me. I guess that comes with recovery, a conscience. I remember I had about 3 years clean. I was two years clean. I was on step 6 and 7, and I couldn't stop tricking. I called my sponsor up one day. He's like sick of hearing about it by now, and I'm crying. Cause I got this nice girlfriend. She don't know what's going on. She's like, sure, it's up here. That's why I like coming up here. I called my sponsor up, and I'm crying. I said, you know what? I can't stop. I'm strung out. And he says, maybe you're just weak in that area. I said, because I ain't even going to get engaged until I can put this shit away for at least a year. He says, maybe you might never do it. Maybe you're just weak in that area. And I accepted the fact that I was weak in that area, weak around these women. And that was the last time I ever tripped. I don't know how that works. I don't know how this works. I've been clean for over 6 years. I couldn't stay clean in jail. You know, I was on methadone for 14 years. I opened the clinic up every morning. That's the only thing I ever did faithfully besides this program so far was to use the meth clinic to get my weight up. And today my life is so different. I'm a square and I like it. You know, I go to my meetings. I still go to 5 meetings a week. I do an H&I meeting down at Western Penitentiary in Pittsburgh. I do that every Sunday morning. It's Sunday morning, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm driving to the penitentiary instead of laying in bed with my day off. I'm thinking, you know what, you're out of your fucking mind. Why are you doing this? I don't know. You know what? I do it because it keeps me clean. And then when I get in there, I relax, we do the meeting. The inmates do the whole meeting. It's so nice. I really don't have to do nothing. Just sit there, share a little bit. I like to talk about myself anyhow. Leaving, when I walk out of there, man, I see them guys. These guys ain't never getting out of there. I have such a feeling, man. It's indescribable how I feel, you know. And it just makes it worthwhile, you know. And that's my gift for today, you know. Anyhow, I get up, I pray, I ask God for help. I do my 11-step prayer. Take my will, my life, guide me in my path to recovery, show me how to live where I'm supposed to step. Go to work. I try not to screw anybody out of any money. Sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. When I come up short, I get down on my knees and I do a 7-step thing. You know, I did it again. Please help me forgive myself. It seems to me that the most important thing that I can do with this is let myself off the hook when I do something wrong. Because when I don't let myself off the hook, I keep doing it. It's a weird thing. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. When I accept that I'm weak in a certain area, I let myself off the hook and then I don't do it no more. You know, just for today. You know what, tomorrow I might wake up and start tricking and gambling and, I don't know, using. It feels like the longer I'm clean, the closer I am to the first one. I don't know. Weird. But I've never been clean for 6 years. And I come home from work. I try to be nice to my wife, even when I'm really miserable. Try to take care of my kids, take care of all my fears. Go to my little meeting at night, go home and go to bed at 10 o'clock. You know, just I'm a square. And every time I'm in the house and I hear the sirens flying down the street, police chasing somebody, I get a tingle up my back. Because I'm in the house right now with the smoke going up. You know, my gas bill's paid. You know, and if this is it, this is fine with me. And I thank you for listening.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to thank both of the speakers for sharing their strength, strength, and hope with us. Could I have the reading just for the dad's podium, please?
I believe I'm going to have to ask somebody else. The person I gave the shoe to left.
Hey, hi, everybody. My name's John. I'm an addict.
There you go.
Just for today, tell yourself. Just for today, my thoughts will be in my recovery, living and enjoying life without the use of drugs. Just for today, I will have faith in someone in NA who believes in me and wants to help me in my recovery. Just for today, I will have a program. I will try to follow it to the best of my ability. Just for today, through NA, I will try to get a better perspective on my life. And just for today, I will be unafraid. My thoughts will be on my new association, people who are not using and who have found a new way of life. So long as I follow that way, I have nothing to fear.
We have a nice way of closing. Please form a circle with the reversion of serenity prayer.